The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Tonight's encouragement talk will be given by Senior Assistant Teacher Pierce Butler.
Why am I here on Sesshin? This question is thrown out by the teachers on the first evening of our online retreats as a way, I suppose, of preparing us to enter the retreat and also as a way of preparing for a dialogue with another member of the Sangha. And I have what I might call my glib responses. You know, Zen is the only game in town, or what else would I be doing this weekend? But when I'm asked to go a little deeper, I notice that the thinking mind is engaged, and I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do on retreat, or what I'm going to get from retreat. And I'm struck by a couple of lines from the Grass Roof Hermitage, which always surprise me when I come across them. It says, sitting with head covered, all things are at rest. Thus this mountain monk doesn't understand at all. Living here, she no longer works to get free. Say what? Doesn't understand, no longer struggles to get free. And this makes me think that, you know, maybe the best answer to the question, why am I here, is, after all, I don't know. Sesshin is a very good place for questions that are really unanswerable in the most profound sense. There's a lot of support here for that kind of investigation. I have a couple of unanswerable questions in regard to a trip I'm going to make to Ireland next month. I was born and grew up in Ireland, but I don't visit very much these days. And it may be because it raises certain questions like, where is the life I lived there? Where is the person I was when I lived there? Where is the past anyway? What happened to it? Where did it go? And it's a pretty long way from Boston to Dublin to travel in order to be waylaid by these questions. And Sui Shan traveled a long way, 4,000 li, I think he says, in order to ask his question of Guishan. And he says something like, if the tree falls, if the vine withers, what then happens to phrases? Or what remains? And at the moment, I'm understanding this to mean, what happens if it all falls to the ground? As it must, all of my enterprises, my intellectual projects, the projects that I have going in the world of form, all of it falls to the ground. What then? And the strange answer, Guishan bursts into laughter. Why does he do that? Well, maybe I'm overthinking it, but it occurred to me that he's saying, if everything falls to the ground, if all of these phrases, these concepts of practice, and these attempts to understand, if it all falls to the ground, what's left? Well, everything is left. Isn't that funny? Everything meaning the engagement with the full engagement with the present moment, really coming into and meeting experience, coming alive. That's everything compared to phrases, metaphors, concepts. And so laughter is appropriate. It's not, as our teachers were saying, a mocking kind of laughter. It is the laughter that invites Sui Shan to share in this realization. And so let's continue to sit with these unanswerable questions. Don't give up. Be like Sui Shan. 2 years later, he is still asking the same question. He doesn't give up on it. And if we persist with the support of the Sangha here in settling in, burrowing into these unanswerable questions without expectation or demand, then maybe you will meet a one-eyed dragon and suddenly you will laugh aloud. Thank you.